For the first time in more than a decade, there's a new treatment for patients diagnosed with one of the most common and deadly forms of brain cancer, glioblastoma, which more than 12,000 Americans are diagnosed with each year. The new treatment from Novocure is called Optune, and it's not a drug. In fact, to an observer, it looks like a bathing cap hooked up to a backpack. William Doyle is Novocure's executive chairman. He joins us from New York. Welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, first start by telling us a little bit more about how Optune works. It's got an odd sort of hat delivery system. What is it actually doing?
Well, we all know that we have essentially three weapons against cancer today: surgery, radiation, and drug therapy. Optune is a completely different fourth weapon, and it uses physical properties of electric fields, specifically within cells, and that's our name, Optune, because we have to tune these fields in order to get them into the cells that we're interested in. But once we get those electric fields into the cells, we can interfere with the proteins required for cell division. And instead of one cell becoming two and two becoming four, when we interfere with the machinery of cell division, one cell becomes zero. And that's how we fight cancer with Optune.
And this is something that a patient would use in addition to those other three, to maybe surgery, radiation, and drug therapy.
That's one of the great things about Optune, because, of course, with the other three modalities, we hope for an increase in survival, but we also know that we have to worry about toxicity. Optune has no systemic toxicity, so we can add it in particular to drug therapies. We don't see any increase in the toxicity, and we see in many cases what's called synergy or a multiplication effect in terms of the efficacy.
And what can it do for a patient in terms of extending life?
So today on standard therapy, a patient can expect to live a little over a year. That's the mean survival. In our trial, we showed that the survival was increased from about 15 months to about 20 months at the median. But I think the number that patients are more focused on is that the two-year survival was increased by 50%.
So you're talking about adding maybe another 6 months or year of life by using this. And the clinical trials were so successful, we read that you actually stopped them early to get this to market because the data was so compelling. But what's this going to cost somebody to do that?
Well, so a couple of things. So there has not been an advance in glioblastoma in over a decade. This is an incredibly difficult cancer. And it is a fact that oncology therapies are expensive, and that's a great concern to patients. We've, in fact, created a group within Novocure that works directly with the patients and their insurance companies. We have extremely large patient assistance programs, so we work to make sure that every patient that's eligible for Optune receives it regardless of income.
But somebody's got to pay the price, so what does this kind of thing cost?
So the list price for Optune is $21,000 per month. That includes all of the equipment, includes all of the nurse support. So again, oncology therapies are expensive.
Do you expect that in the future you'll be able to do something like this to treat other kinds of tumors?
The mechanism, interfering with the proteins of mitosis, is universal to all cells. So once we tune our field so that they will enter the cell of interest, we can kill it. The limitation is back to the bandages. We need to be able to surround the region of the body with our transducer arrays. So that means our targets are the deadly tumors of the brain, the chest, and the abdomen. So we currently have clinical trial programs in pancreatic cancer, ovarian cancer, non-small cell lung cancer, mesothelioma. So we have a full range of targets for this therapy.
William Doyle, if somebody is listening to this and they have glioblastoma, I'm sure that what they want to hear is that somebody has found a cure. How close do you think we are to that?
Well, you know, cure is a very difficult word to use. And what we're focused on is extending the long-term survival. I will say that the numbers that we talked about earlier were medians. And what that means is that some patients do worse. Other patients do much better. Another fact of the Optune therapy is that when it's on, it's killing cancer cells. When it's not on, it's not. So patients on Optune do much better when they use it at least 18 hours a day. And we have seen patients with extended long-term survival. So I don't know when we'll have a cure, but I think using Optune in combination with other new therapies offers hope that didn't exist previously.
William Doyle, executive chairman of Novocure, which developed the Optune system for treating glioblastoma. It was approved by the FDA earlier this week, and you can read more about it at hereandnow.org. William Doyle, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.